Cleveland. That's what Novaville reminded me of. I'd only been there a couple times with my parents on business, one of the few times my father actually took Mom and me along on one of his business trips. Yippee! New York City? Nah, too expensive. Los Angeles? Nah, too far. But Cleveland? Sure, why don't you two come along? I don't know what Cleveland looks like now, not after I spent the last 35 years in suspended animation, but back when I was about 12, maybe 1977 or 78, it was a decrepit garbage heap. The river and the lake smelled like shit. There were bombs going off every couple weeks, and to top everything off, we went in winter. And while we were there, one of the worst snowstorms in the history of the state hit us. So we got to stay an extra, unplanned 3 days. I hear the music scene is hot in Cleveland, but at 12, I wasn't going to be going club hopping. Novaville didn't have much of a music scene that I could tell, and we definitely weren't going to be club hopping tonight, but a snowstorm could only have improved the place. The alleys were narrow, the streets pockmarked with potholes and covered in garbage, and crawling with creatures that might have been rats, but probably weren't, not exactly. Any innocent people we'd encountered on the walk from the spaceport had moved quickly from one oasis of well-lit sidewalk to another, staying away from the shadows. The ones who inhabited those shadows were far from innocent, and only the guns at our hips had kept those shadows at bay. Until now. This place sucks. I hadn't meant to say it aloud, but the sidelong glare from Lorana told me it had slipped out. When I say Lorana is green, I realize that might give people the wrong idea. She wasn't green in the way the Orion Dancer was in that Star Trek episode, not green like someone had dumped a bucket of body paint on her for a Halloween costume. That always looked fake to me, even on television. Lorana's skin tone was subdued, natural, the way my skin could be called pink, but wasn't exactly. It didn't look like something that could rub off with a rag and some acetone. There was the slightest hint of green to her black hair as well, just a glint in the right light when the braid that trailed down her neck tossed this way and that. Besides the skin tone, the only other things that kept her from looking completely human were the very gentle point at the tips of her ears and a strip of ridged material over one eyebrow. I still hadn't gotten around to asking her what it was, though I'd deduced it wasn't natural, and I was leaning toward some kind of tattoo or maybe something implanted below the skin. There was another pattern on her left upper arm, but this was more clearly a tattoo. Intricate curls twisted into something that might have been writing. Her arms were bare, and I wasn't sure if she was wearing anything under her dark armored vest, but I really would have liked the chance to find out. Her trousers and boots were the same color as the vest, though less obviously armored, and together with the pulse gun at her hip, the curved knife balancing on the other side of her equipment belt, and the matte gray metal staff she carried in her left hand, she presented a menacing image. I don't think that was the reason I couldn't keep my eyes off of her, though. Sorry, I said with a shrug, but it's true. This is a real shithole. Why couldn't we have rented the car? Giblet whined for what was probably the 10th time in the last mile. I saw a car rental service at the spaceport. The little man was lagging a few paces behind us, though whether from reluctance to walk any further or a desire to let one of us be the first to face possible danger, I wasn't sure. He wasn't wearing body armor because he claimed that it chafed his skin. I didn't know how anything could even reach his skin through the layer of red feathers. Hell, he didn't even wear a shirt most of the time, though he was covered with a sort of loose poncho-type cloth, given the light drizzle coating all of us with a thin layer of slimy cold wetness. He didn't let the supposed chafing keep him from wearing a gun belt, though. Not even a Varnell was that overconfident.